All right, on that note, as promised, we are joined right now by a linebacker for the Seattle Seahawks. He is a Super Bowl champion. He is a Pro Bowler. He's an All-Pro. Coming off a season where he had 86 tackles, 2 sacks, 10 passes defended, an interception, and 2 fumble recoveries. Only player in the league with double digits in tackles for a loss and passes defended. Seattle's nominee for the Walter Payton Award in 2018. Winner of the 2020 Steve Largent Award. And he was the 99th pick overall in 2011 out of Mississippi State. KJ Wright is my guest. KJ, great to have you on. How are you?
Man, that is a great resume you just called out there.
Dude, that is an amazing resume, actually. In fact, I was going to ask you about that resume. It's good to have you. You just wrapped up your 10th NFL season, and you said that when you came into the league, you wanted to play 10 years, you wanted to win a Super Bowl, you wanted to be named to a Pro Bowl. You have done all that and more. So how much pride is there for you in achieving all the things that you set out to do?
That's special, man. I couldn't ask for a better 10 years, especially with a great organization in the Seahawks. So just, winning Super Bowls and, being Pro Bowls, and it's been a blessing, but I still got a lot more work to do. And, I'm not done yet. I got to get 1,000 tackles before it's all said and done. I got to score a touchdown before it's all said and done. So I'm still rolling.
KJ Wright joining us. I figured there was some unfinished business there. You know, if you were to go back to the beginning, you recently were posting on Instagram some of the milestones from your career. Why don't we start with what you said, quote, shedding real tears when your mom dropped you off at the airport to fly to Seattle. What do you remember about that trip in that first year? What was that time like?
Yeah. Man, because, I came during the lockout year, so that whole year was just crazy. I got drafted, but I wasn't able to come immediately to the team, so I was just sitting at home waiting for a phone call. And then the lockout ended, and coaches called me, hey, you got to hop on the plane tomorrow. And, it just all happened really, really fast. And so my first time ever leaving home, and my mom dropped me off, and I was going across the country, and that was real emotional for me. And so it was a special moment, but I panned out just okay.
Yeah, it did. KJ Wright joining us. You know, one guy that you've singled out is Ken Norton Jr. As a coach who taught you what it took to play linebacker at this level, what did you learn from him? What were your biggest takeaways from Ken Norton Jr.?
Coach Norton is a legend, man. I remember growing up watching the Cowboys. I was a Cowboys fan growing up, watching him and what he did throughout his career. And I remember meeting him at the combine, and him and Coach Carroll, and he looked me in the eyes, and he was like, I think this dude could be one of us. And so he probably said it to everybody, but I really believed it. But when I got to Seattle, man, he just really took me under his wings and just showed me how to be a pro, how to call the huddle, how to watch film, how to tackle properly. And so he's forever, a father figure in my life, and I'm so glad that he's having success.
We're talking to KJ
coordinator in Seattle.
Right? Excuse me, KJ. We're talking to KJ Wright. It seems to me, I was going to just jump in and say, it's one thing to show up at that level and learn how to be a professional and to play at that level, but it's entirely another to have to come back from adversity, come back from injury, put yourself back together. I bring that up because in your 8th season, you suffered a knee injury in preseason, and you had posted some of the images from rehab. What was that process like in coming back from that in a contract year and only being able to be out there for 5 games?
That season was a very, very low point for me. Just the way I got hurt, like I was just warming up and just a simple shuffle, and I tore my knee. And to get hurt during contract year, all the stress and anxiety I was experiencing, it was super tough on me. But I knew that I had to come back. I knew I had to come back and redeem myself. And that 9th year that I put up had career highs and tackles and interceptions. And so the rehab team in Seattle is amazing. And so it's definitely a team effort in getting back on the football field.
Hey, listen, I don't want to gloss over that. I think that, people hear that, and it's just one of those things, it was stressful, and there was some anxiety, but I did the work, and I came back, and it's all good. I'm trying to kind of put myself in that position. If I'm in a contract year, and I know how important it is, and then I suffer this devastating injury, and I suffer it the way you did, man, there's a lot of stuff to process. There's a lot of baggage, a lot of mental stuff going on. How did you get through that, process that, and then show the kind of mental toughness necessary to come back and play as well as you did? How did you do that?
Yep. Because when the doctor told me, I was like, doctor, do you know what's at stake here? I cannot get surgery. I got to go out there and prove myself so I can come back. And I'm telling you, during that season, it was hard for me to sleep. I couldn't eat. My wife was like, whenever I came home, the energy just shifted in the house because I was honestly in a really bad place. But my support system, my wife was there for me, my teammates was there for me, And I just had to just when I got back on the football field, that's when I was you know, much better. And so it's definitely a deep, dark place that, you know, athletes go through. But you just got to get all the injections you can. You have to get PRPs and stem cells and all that stuff to just get back on the football field.
KJ Wright joining us. I would imagine also, like, you probably allow yourself a moment or two where it's really dark and really heavy and maybe you're depressed. But, like, you got that switch, right? You got to throw that switch. It's like you got to get back in the fight as quickly as possible. Isn't that the key to it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you definitely got to take time to process what just happened. You got to definitely, you know, be sad. You got to be upset, be mad. But at the end of the day, you know, the champions always rise. You got to get knocked down and fight back. And so when you get injured, it's about being consistent, being persistent, and you're going to have some setbacks, but just listening to your body. You know, my body's telling me, hey, I need to slow down, but when it gets right, let's keep attacking this thing. Because so that whole offseason, I was doing stuff to get right for the ninth year, and I put together a real good game plan, rehabbed my tail off, and you know, I had an awesome year.
And it was one of the career years. KJ Wright joining us. So what about that? That's the moneymaker, right? Both your mind and your body. Mm-hmm. How much do you know about taking care of your body and preparing for the game, both mentally and physically, now that you did not know when you first arrived in the NFL?
I'm telling you, this past season I hired a chef. And I'm telling you, that thing is life-changing. Just what the food you put into your body, especially in the off-season, that stuff goes a long, long way. And like after the games, like early in my career, I would get super sore after the games. This year, I don't remember those super, super sore days, like on Mondays. And so I contribute that to what I was eating and putting in my body. And just, just the mental aspect, like, you know, every game I just visualize success, you know, visualize making plays. And so I think all this stuff just transferred onto the football field. As you saw, this past season was just, a lot of people say it was my best, and I think it was awesome as well. And so just eating right, sleeping right, and just visualizing success on the football field.
I think that's amazing. So, like, what kind of fuel are you running on, and what are you eating that you feel so amazing and that you can recover that quickly?
Man, she got me eating all kind of stuff. It's just, I can't pinpoint exactly what it is. I know it's not like, you know, fried food and all that sugar. The sugar intake is just good quality food that my body needs. I'm actually going to do like a blood test to see like what my body needs. You know how people do that?
Yes.
I'm actually going to do that this offseason to see, hey, what exactly does KJ need to, you know, take my game to the next level?
No, there's no doubt. People do that, and I've been looking to do that. I've been meaning to do that. I have not done that yet, and I know why folks do that. Hey, KJ, were you a sugar guy before? Was that your thing, or was it more like salt?
My diet was all over the place. It was a lot of sugar. It was definitely a lot of sugar, and you don't need it. The body doesn't need sugar. And so I had to get rid of that intake, and just you definitely see your body transform once you change your diet. It's bizarre.
How much better? I mean, I'm asking you because it's personal. I agree. I'm kind of that guy too, and I fight that thing like a lot of people. How much better did you feel when you got off sugar?
It's 9 days. Like even when you train, like you don't get as tired, and you see your body just transform. And like I said, after the games, I literally was not getting sore, and so the recovery to get back to the next Sunday was way faster on the football field. And so I believe everybody should just definitely take a look at your diet. I'm not saying go vegan and just, you know, that crazy, but just watch your intake and what you're putting in your body.
Just clean it up a little bit. You are what you eat. KJ Wright joining us. I'm glad you shared your thoughts on that. So you and Bobby Wagner are the last two members of the Legion of Boom defense. What's it been like to play with him over the years?
Bobby's amazing, man. Bobby has just put together a Hall of Fame career. Just what he does off the field was amazing. You know, the guy negotiated a beautiful contract that he just signed last year. And so he's somebody that I love playing with. Anytime we're on the field, the Seahawks have a really good chance of winning the game. And so we've just been dominating over these past years, and he's somebody that I've always admired in the way that he approached it. You know, we trained together in the offseason, and just Bobby's a good dude, man, team captain, so I love him.
KJ Wright, my guest, I'll tell you another good dude, Jamal Adams. I had him on the show a few weeks back, and we were talking about the culture of the Seahawks, and he was talking about how much he loved coming in from the outside. Like, how would you describe that culture, and what's it mean to you to be one of the guys who sets that culture and is responsible for passing it on to guys who come in?
Yeah, man. I remember the first time I met Jamal. You could just see, like, how happy he was to come to Seattle. You know, all throughout my career, people try to resemble what we did, like, in our glory days, like when we was winning Super Bowls and playing the 49ers. People tried to resemble that, and everybody wanted to be a part of it. And so for me to just be a part of it and last 10 years with the organization and then bring guys in, show them how we do it, show them how we practice, show them how we just vibe together and get along and no egos. You know, that stuff is special, man. And so for me to be a part of the Legion of Boom and to bring these other guys in, you know, Quandre and Shaquille, Shaquille is balling. It feels good to be a part of it.
KJ, right, my guest for another moment or so. So you're definitely a part of it. You're a huge part of it, KJ, and you were there when that team was having tremendous success. You're still right in the middle of it right now. But as you know, it's a business. It's always going to be a business. So how important is it to you to continue playing with Seattle and perhaps even end your career as a Seahawk?
Yeah, I mean, that would just be a beautiful story. If I could just ride it all out with the Seahawks, you know, that's some legendary type stuff. And like I said before I left, I believe that it'll be a great investment for Seattle to to keep me, because as you've seen, since I've been here, we've been nothing but, you know, awesome. Always making it to the playoffs, you know, winning our division, and so they know how much I want to be here, but at the end of the day, I get it. When I've been looking at the salary cap, they gotta, clear some space to make things happen, and so they gotta get busy.
So, I mean, what do you do? Like, for instance, I know the one thing you don't do, you do not talk. One thing you never do is talk about another man's money. So I'm going to talk about another man's money. Like, would you be willing to give them a hometown discount to stay there, or do you owe it to yourself to make sure you get fair market value?
No, man, I do way too much on the football field to take a discount. That makes absolutely no sense. Like, if you want to, win all these championships and – look good on Sundays, you got to compensate your guys that are making plays. And like you said earlier, nobody, had double-digit TFLs and PBUs in the NFL. So I have a family, and I'm trying to, set up long-term success for my family. So that's kind of out of the question.
Okay, respect. I respect how you answered that question. Absolutely. All right, so finally, you're obviously still hungry. You obviously have some unfinished business. You have some work that's still in front of you. I laid out all the things you've already accomplished. What is still motivating you right now? What are the goals still?
I mean, even Jim, with all this stuff that you said, all those, accolades and achievements that I made, I still haven't felt like the world has quite felt me yet. I believe that there's, even this last year, I wasn't nominated Pro Bowl. That pissed me off. That pissed me off. And I look around, I haven't even been nominated, NFL's top 100 players. That pisses me off. And so I'm still hungry. I'm still out to prove, how good I am. And I feel like my name isn't quite respected the way it needs to be. And so I'm about to start training next week and just get back on it, because, I feel like I got so much more to prove in this league.
I feel like you're going to get what's rightfully yours, KJ. I feel like you're going to get paid, but I know another way for you to make money as a side hustle. If you could bottle what you just said to me, you could sell that and make a lot of money. I'd be the first in line to buy it. That's because that's what you need, right? No matter who you are.
Yeah. And so, man, I'm on a mission, and free agency is around the corner. And so, I know a lot of teams that want my service, but I'm interested to see what that looks like.
There you go. Seahawks linebacker. He is already a Super Bowl champion and a Pro Bowler and an All-Pro, and obviously on a mission. KJ, I appreciate you very much. That was a great conversation. I'm glad you came on. Thanks so much for doing that. Great to talk to you.
Yeah, Jim. Thank you.
Appreciate you, KJ. I love that. I love that response, that answer. Would you be willing to take a hometown discount? Yeah, no. Why would I do that? Do you know what I can do? Do you see what I do on the field? I should be paid for those things that I can do on the field. I could not agree with that guy more. 100%. 100%.